Martin was in his home when officers of the law arrested him. They then took him onto the highway. There, he manifested a drunken condition by using loud and profane language. Alabama law prohibited a person from manifesting a drunken condition while in public. Martin was convicted of being drunk on a public highway. He appealed his conviction to the Alabama Court of Appeals. For your convenience, the statute under which Martin was convicted reads in relevant parts as follows. Any person who, while intoxicated or drunk, appears in any public place where one or more persons are present and manifest a drunken condition by boisterous or indecent conduct or loud and profane discourse shall, on conviction, be fined. The statute presumed that the defendant's appearance in public must be voluntary. In ruling to overturn Martin's conviction, the court stated that the rule has been declared and we think it sound that an accusation of drunkenness in a designated public place cannot be established by proof that the accused, while in an intoxicated condition, was involuntarily and forcefully carried to the place by the arresting officer. Because Martin did not voluntarily go to the highway, but instead was arrested and brought to the highway by police officers, the court ruled that his conviction cannot stand. The court further added that the conviction of Martin was contrary to the announced principle and, in our view, erroneous. It appears that no legal conviction can be sustained under the evidence so consonant with the prevailing rule, the judgment of the trial court is reversed and one here rendered discharging Martin.